Good morning. It's 11:04. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is WHYY in Philadelphia. A federal judge has allowed Pennsylvania to join a multi-state lawsuit over the Trump administration's demand for personal information about food stamp recipients. Last week, a judge in California temporarily blocked the federal government from cutting food aid to states that don't provide this information. For Pennsylvania, the cuts could amount to $500 million annually. In a legal filing Wednesday, state lawyers argued Pennsylvania's overdue state budget would make any funding shortfalls even worse. A 2,000-square-foot mural has just been completed at the Holocaust Memorial Plaza on the Ben Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the abstract images of overlapping words are meant to evoke the global displacement of Jews after the Holocaust.
The Philadelphia Holocaust Remembrance Foundation invited artist Ella Poniatowski-Bergelson to ask city residents to submit a line from a prayer or a song they remember as a child. She then layered those lines in a nearly illegible fashion on a series of panels at 16th and the Parkway. She said there are 28 languages represented in the mural. Some of those languages are dead.
When there is a prayer, for example, which is in Hebrew and 5,000 years old, I would go and research how people were writing at that time, and then I would use that typeface. So we have here Aramaic, ancient Babylonian, all kinds of languages which are no longer spoken today.
After World War II, there were about 11 million people displaced in Europe, many of them Jews who built new lives elsewhere. Jane Golden of Mural Arts Philadelphia said this mural is meant to engage people in conversations about displacement who might not have had a personal link to the Holocaust.
There's a great sort of a thread that connects us all as being human. Through her art, she's holding out her arms, asking people to come in.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
74 degrees right now in Philly. Periods of sun and clouds today, expecting a high around 83. A few passing clouds overnight, down to 64 tomorrow. Overcast during the day, high 80. At 11:06, this is 90.9.